Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat Freestyle, bringing you day 9 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, a challenge for podcasters to make a podcast a day for the month of August. And I'm keeping up. It's day 9. We're making room. I have good news. The DHCP issue has been resolved. I finally got a call back from TP-Link. We got on the phone and I told him what I did. And he said, are all the ports not working? So I plugged the audio mixer into various ports and turn it off, turn it on again. And I went, audio mixer not getting an IP address. So he said, have you tried a different access point? Because it's a whole home mesh network and there's ports on the back. I said, well, I can't get the one out of the guest house because my son-in-law is using it for work. But I could get the one out of the living room. Hopefully it won't disturb anything long term. Dragged it into the studio, hooked it up, put the audio mixer in the back of that, worked like a champ. I think we have a problem. Then I went back and put it back into the main unit that was already in the studio, and it worked. And then it didn't, and then it worked. So we have some flaky ports. At the moment, I've got it in the main unit where it started. Actually, I put the switch into the main unit, and the devices there are working. So sometimes it didn't work, sometimes it did. I've got it in that working state for now. Hopefully nothing changes between now and the time I get a new one. Jonathan, the man at TP-Link, gave me a new ticket number and said, we're going to work on getting you a replacement. If I don't hear anything back, I expected an email almost immediately saying, here's your new ticket. We're going to get things started. Where should we send it? Blah, blah, blah. If I don't hear anything by Monday, I'm going to call them back because that's what I'm going to be doing. It is the 9th. It is our youngest daughter's 6th wedding anniversary. And she's the one who lives with us here in Phoenix. Her and her husband went out to a bakery, picked themselves up a little treat. And it was like 2-for-1 day or whatever. There was a second one in the box and they shared that with Donna and me. And it was yummy. Some sort of pastry with fig and balsamic and prosciutto on it. It was an interesting combination of flavors that I have never had before. So that was cool. Also spent some time filling out postcards for Dragon Con. This is part of our Patreon things we send out to our patrons. And we have 29 of them this year, I am very happy to say. Wanted to verify, the timing couldn't have been perfect. So I filled out all the cards yesterday going, hello from Dragon Con, blah, 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 29 times. With some variation. Sometimes I forgot to put from Atlanta, Georgia. Sometimes I didn't. And got that all filled out. And then as I was going out for my morning walk this morning, I'm listening to Grant Pachoco on the Grantcast. And he was, in episode 261, he was explaining how he was having problems with the post office where he used to go. He'd closed. And I said, I better verify his address is right because he's one of our patrons. So I texted him this morning and said, hey, I just listened to your podcast, understand you're having some post office problems, want to verify this is the right address. He said, yeah, if you send it to the post office box, it will get here. It just gets rerouted to a secondary, backup post office that he has to drive to. The other one used to be within walking distance. I'm not going to ruin his whole story. If you want to go listen to the Grantcast, I encourage it. Grant has a lot of great content. He's been doing this for a while. He even threw in a way back memory from Dr. Floyd days. It was fun. Also spent some time this morning working on an outline and some content that I'll be delivering at a conference, online conference in mid-October. So I want to keep the ball rolling on that because I know there's going to be these really busy times coming up where I'm not going to feel like I have time to work on anything else other than training. That's coming up next week and the week after, and then it's Dragon Con week, and then there's a week off, and then there's training, and it's going to be mid-September in the blink of an eye, and I don't want to let that slip away, so I'm trying to put in all of these non-Dragon Con, non-training things where they belong, and this is one of those weeks, or at least the next few days until we get to training season, that I'll be able to do that. So just trying to chip away and keep the ball moving on some of these projects when I can. Hence the need for some good project and task planning. Mark, we should talk. I listened to your show from yesterday. Tell you what I'm up to today and what tools I'm using and methodologies and be happy to share any and all of that. I did come up with an idea. I don't know where this idea came from. It was a couple weeks ago. I was listening to something somewhere. And Somebody even mentioned in the dog days, they said, oh, Chuck's doing these cover songs. I thought, there's a band name if I ever come up with one. It's going to be called Cover Your Ears. So, I don't know if that's going to work or not, but let me get on with the song today. I got a request from the request list, but I don't know who it is. People don't have to sign their name, but so most of you did. Whoever put this one in did not sign. This is Walk Like a Man by the Four Seasons.
Telling dirty liars to my friends. But my own father said, give her up, don't bother. The world isn't coming to an end.
He said,
walk like a man, talk like a man, walk like a man, my son. No woman's worth crawling on the earth. So walk like a man, my son. Somehow, soon you'll be crying on account of all your lying. Oh yeah, just look who's laughing now.
I'm gonna
walk like a man fast as I can. Walk like a man from you. I'll tell the world, forget about it, girl, and walk like a man from you.
And we're back, as Fraser Cain would say. If you listen to Astronomy Cast, you get the reference. when they come back from a commercial break, even if there's no commercial break. So he always says, and we're back. That takes us to the end of the show. Thank you very much for whoever requested the song. They went to ctomasi.link. That's C-T-O-M-A-S-I. It's going to be in the show notes, whatever podcast player. I'm trying to make sure there's a link. If the show notes all get in there, you get a picture with a barcode on it too. But if you're listening on a mobile device, I'm not sure how you take a picture of a barcode on a mobile device, but whatever. ctomasi.link/DDOP25. That's Dog Days of Podcasting 25. And you can rate existing performances. Thank you to those of you who have done that. And until tomorrow, everybody, take care, stay safe. I'll talk to you real soon. Love you. Bye.